y'all. Welcome to Beautifully Healthy. I'm Dr. Allison Key, and we are continuing this podcast with Sarah Grace, Gabby, of course, Erica is here, and now
dun, dun, dun.
We've brought on Brittany. Brittany Sleek, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
All right, so.
She's so nervous.
She's so scared.
We're bringing her in cold. She was still seeing patients, and I texted her while we were recording, and I said, are you almost done? I need you to come over here. We have to talk to you. So this month's podcast, for the month of February, we're talking a lot about relationships. And my plan was to talk to some single females, young ladies. Like, what's it like dating as a millennial? You know,
Brat.
It's a different world than it was a long time ago.
We have determined it is awful. And they've not been on a date in their whole life.
In their whole life, they've never been on a formal date. Mm. Well, Luke, my 7-year-old, took Sarah Grace on my credit card to Locomex.
Hey, yeah, I was about to say. I mean, it was a nice meal. So
he told the waitress to bring him not a kid cup, but a big cup.
He's a big boy.
And I think I almost cried.
I was like, oh. But that blew my mind. And so we also wanted to talk to some single young men, realized we don't really know any. So then we said, okay, we're going to bring couples on. So the next podcast or two, when y'all tune in, will be couples. Like, my husband's coming on, Erica's husband's coming on, a couple other couples maybe. We're going to sort of play a not-so-newlywed game. It's going to be fun. But you came up, Brittany.
Debatable.
You came up.
You have stories that we don't have.
So mm-hmm. Brittany and I go way back. We went to high school together. Her younger sister, my best friend, I love her family. I loved all the time I spent with y'all. And now we are work sisters, you know. We're doing this thing together. And Brittany is single again. She was married. She's got two kids. Now she's single. And so we've heard from our millennial friends on the dating or lack of dating that they've been doing.
Yikes.
We're accepting applications for suitors, not for DBs who want to hook up at the Tav or have a Dutch date at the Tav. Yeah, air quotes. Y'all can't see my air quotes, but that's what I did. So now I want to hear from you. Please, you have to tell our listeners some of your stories. Like, you come in and the things these men say out the gate on these websites, I'm like, you're joking. It's not true. Can't be real.
It's very entertaining. I mean, it's it's been a journey. I have to pace myself. There are times where I'll go on and join.
App are you on, or apps?
I'm not on any right now.
She's not going to give that information.
Y'all find her.
They will be.
You can't. No, she.
Well, from now on, it'll be straight Bumble, because that's the one where the females have to initiate the conversation since you just.
Well, that's a good idea.
Decided to let the world know that I'm single.
She's also taking applications. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's different for me because I'm 40 now and I have two small kids. So I feel like, you know, we live in a small town. It's not going to be easy for me to meet someone necessarily in this social circle. So dating apps are a good way for me to meet people. I'm busy. My schedule's busy. So trying to fit someone into your life and your schedule. I mean, there's legit times if somebody asked me out, I could not go for 2 or 3 weeks. And that looks to a lot of people like I'm not interested. But I'm a very sincere person. And what's really funny to me, as you're trying to get to know someone and meet them, is you want to talk to them for a little bit, but you don't want to talk to them for too long. If you don't pull the trigger and meet them, then there's all this like, you know, they're not going to stay interested or whatever. So you're pressured to meet them quickly. But
like meet them like face to face or like FaceTime.
No, face to face.
Okay. I wouldn't be scared to FaceTime. I bet some of these fellas are bold on FaceTime.
Well, I mean, what I'd
be scared to meet them in person too, but you know,
it's, and I think some of the sites are definitely, you know, starting with like Tinder, it was a hookup site. So a lot of times what came across was a very blatant hookup invitation. And,
anything specific you'd like to,
well, I mean,
share with us.
We're going to put an explicit thing on this.
So
not for children.
So nothing is off limits.
No, nothing's off limits.
No, we brought Red in for the stories.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think,
I do want to come back to though. It brought up a good point. Made me think, like, I do want to talk about dating safety, because we didn't talk about that at all.
Facebook.
the rules.
Yeah. Now, I mean, that's something I try to do is find out if we have any mutual friends before I meet with them, or something that, you know, legitimizes their existence in the world before, you know, because there's so many, I mean, you know. But no, what's crazy is a lot of men, and I think I'm not sure if they just play around because they have downtime, so they're just having fun or what happens. But there's this immediate exchange of nudes pictures that goes
immediate.
On. Oh, like
show me what you got.
Like, day number one. And what's
I'm 40 years old. I'm not wasting any time. What you got down there?
One thing that I can't get over is, it's assumed that I should have a collection, like a whole
an album.
So this is my experience.
That would be like great modern day feminist art, you know?
Oh yeah.
Just like a coffee table book of penises.
Do we need to talk about what you got me for Christmas, ma'am?
There were no penises.
Just abs and dogs.
Just abs and dogs.
So I think it's different for men than for women, obviously, because they're more visual, right? And they want to know what they're getting into, so fine. You know, like, I don't mind sometimes being a little flirty that way, but I feel like it's not me. And then the thing is, you get into this little game with them where the second that you send one, they want another one. And then the next day, another one. Send me a picture of this. Send me a video of this.
Holy moly.
The thing is,
making me feel warm.
I literally feel like some of them think that I do nothing besides lie in the bed, lock my kids outside the room, and take photos of myself for their enjoyment. That's insane. That is not real life. That is not real life. There's all kinds. There's people that want to, I mean, there's a lot of people who are bisexual who, you know, come in with all the offers from all the directions. It's a wide variety of people that you meet. The expectations are all over the place. I don't think it's hard to find someone who's sincere. Let me put it that way.
I believe that.
Because I think even guys that really are looking for a relationship get stuck in this entertainment type, you know, mode of exchanging these pictures. And then where does that conversation lead? Can you really get to know anyone that way? No.
I know.
I mean,
you just sent me a picture of your anatomy. Yeah, you've just sent me a picture of your penis, but tell me about your grandmother.
Yeah. You know, like, now that we've crossed that bridge.
And the other thing is, like I said, men are visual, but women are not. And let's be honest, guys, your photo and the angle of your photo can be very deceiving for us.
Oh, it's so like going fishing, you know?
When it's not like, enticing when because I don't.
How does that compare to your chart? When people go fishing and they catch a fish, you hold the fish straight out in front, you know, and have a person take a picture, you know, standing in front of you directly, and it makes fish look much larger than it actually is. So yeah, there are, you know, lots of ways to deceive.
And then we in the world of the filters receiver too, so you can expand, shrink.
It's like funhouse mirrors on your phone.
Exactly.
This is not what you sent me a picture of.
Mm-hmm. Now the
good
the
thing you didn't make me pay for dinner.
The chart that I have that helps easily filter some men out,
which is hilarious, by the way. I've seen this in action.
Yeah, that was
literally some guy said, "I'm gonna need to switch seats with him."
Yep, he assumed I was looking for what was the country that the guys with the largest average size
Congo?
Are from?
Congo, something we're in Africa.
Yeah. But yeah, it's I don't know. It's hard to find someone sincere. I'll say that for it. And like I said, this is why I pace myself. Sometimes I'll go on a site for a while, and then sometimes I'll just be like, I can't do it anymore. I can't do it, and come back off the site.
It's exhausting and like a whole nother job.
Yeah, and the idea of actually like meeting someone in person and them buying you dinner or even. Even just a drink without any expectations, it's less than like 5%.
So what I want all...
What more can you offer?
What I want all men to hear, because I'm sure there are a lot of male listeners to this podcast. What I would like all men to hear is it'd be real easy to win the hearts of single women. Just don't be a douchebag.
Exactly.
Like, bring some snacks.
Yes, thank you. Just adoration on the snacks.
A sincere person. Yep. Exactly. Take a lady on a date and don't expect her to drop her panties when you're afterwards. Like,
yeah, I mean,
it's real simple.
I think that, you know, I know some people are just passing their time on the sites, but I think that for the men who really, and I guess there's a lot of people out there who don't really know what they want. Maybe they're fresh out of a relationship and they're not ready for another one. That's fine. But I do think you should be honest about that as well, what your intentions are. If you're not looking for something serious, then say that. You know, don't meet someone in person and get mad because they won't meet you at your house. Crazy Navy SEAL guy on night number one. I mean,
Won't you go to their house?
Oh yeah.
So you can get murdered?
Well, they get mad if you don't meet them at their house. I mean, this happened several times.
All you
have
to do is put in some documentaries of things that happen, like not happening, but
yeah. I've watched enough Dateline to know better than that.
Seriously.
Criminal Minds.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that does kind of swoop us back around to dating safety. Like, so if you meet somebody online, you're talking, and then, I mean, I guess you just go meet them public, like in a restaurant. It's where you feel safest, and you let your friends and family know where you're going to be, whatever.
Oh, yeah, Joanna?
She in the booth behind you. I would be scared of Joanna.
I can't tell you how many times when I've gone to meet someone, and she's texted me at, like, 10, and then at 10:30, are you still okay? Are you still okay? I'm just trying to get my timeline straight for if I have to call the police. Every first date, that's how it goes, so...
You should just share your location with her, and that way she can always.
Does she have? Do y'all have Find My Friends? Do y'all track each other?
Not usually.
What about y'all? Do y'all do that?
I used to have, like, my entire pledge class. We all used to track each other just for safety reasons. Like one time, one of my sorority sisters, she got in a truck hit her. I mean, going home on ice. She was going home for Christmas break, and me and my mom and my dad jumped in the car, and we met her on I-20, and I tracked her down. Because she was hysterically crying. I couldn't understand her. But no, recently I have deleted everyone. Only my big and my best friend track me. I do track my grandmother. I do have to say, Louise, you're being tracked. You don't know it. I got on your phone and did it. But
is this Snapchat that you guys do that on?
I don't have Snapchat.
How do you track?
You can do it on your iPhone.
Oh, like
Find My visual. Friend.
I just wondered what.
I track David, too. He doesn't know it, but I did it on his phone.
But he travels sometimes.
My concern, I don't track him like psycho marriage lady stalking. But if I know he's on the tractor, if I know he says I'm going to feed cows or something and I call him and I don't hear from him, I'll check to be sure, you know, that he's okay.
Right.
I mean, God forbid something should happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, that sort of thing. What about is date rape, drugs still a thing? I know that sounds real silly, but that happened to somebody, you know, when I was in college.
A few
and that
weeks
became
ago,
like a
this
big
happened
deal.
At the square downtown. There were a lot of people putting stuff in drinks and going up. Yes, what? Our sorority group me was blowing up. Two of their friends got date raped. Like, it was bad. And then I guess they started talking about it, so more stories started popping up.
Yeah, you've got to hold, like, when I go out, I hold my drinks with my hand over my drink, kind of ridiculous, but you can never be too safe because I went to college in Metro Atlanta, so when we would go out, we would go to Buckhead or wherever, and you don't know what kind of people, whereas here in West Georgia, you grew up with a lot of people, and there's a lot of people to look out for you, but in Marietta and Atlanta, you don't know as many people as you would in a small town.
It's definitely still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was very fortunate. In college, you know, like when you're in college, you do stupid stuff. And this was before social media and whatever. And just glad I came out unscathed from some of those.
Yeah.
Some of those times. But it's a different world now.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think social media makes people, or just that electronic interaction makes people bolder and uglier. And
then you meet them in person and they can't hold a conversation.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people like that.
Jeez.
Or they're in skinny jeans. And
yeah, we talked. We had a whole inappropriate conversation last time about skinny jeans.
No skinny jeans, no New Balance, no Dutch dating. And bring snacks. So at this rate, Gabby and I are marrying Maddox and Luke.
That's right.
We're trying to raise them to be gentlemen. And by God, we're going to talk about dating. We're going to reinstitute like the... Daddy, daughter, day, mother, son, date.
I genuinely feel bad for who
ever even bats an eye at Adolin Key.
Oh, dear.
I'll be there, too.
Yeah, it'll be bad. It will be.
I mean, her looks and her brain.
Oh. When they want her to buy them dinner. see David's face now.
What did she tell me the other day? We were watching, you know, she really likes to watch. Oh, we got her the Saved by the Bell, the complete series for Christmas DVDs. And she's been loving watching that, you know, and I love watching her watch it because I like know all those episodes. You know, it was like my jam when I was growing up. And there, you know, it's all this little teen romance kind of stuff. And I was like, "Hey, Lynn, what do you think your ideal man is? Like, what are you looking for, man?"
She's
and
she said,
yeah. "She said, Mama, I am my ideal man."
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
She don't raised her right. You raised her right.
Good, good.
So yesterday at Sam's, when I was loading those daggum two tents for the COVID tent, and yes. Those things are heavy.
Yes.
They said, "Oh, we'll get you a guy out here to put them in." I said, "Oh, okay." I had finished putting everything in that car, and no man had come to help me. So I just started packing it up, and sure enough, he walks on out. Do you need help with that last one?
Was he wearing skinny jeans?
Probably. I said, no, I've already done it. I'm not waiting on you. I've got Sarah everything
Grace
in the
said,
car.
Whoever she dates. Y'all can't hear my husband's side comments over here. Sarah Grace said that whoever she dates, his thighs have to be bigger than hers.
Mm-hmm. I cannot be the one with size 8 thighs in this relationship.
Correct.
You're going to have to step it up. Either go to the gym or gain some weight.
I'm not expecting you to carry my big butt across the threshold. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm not scrawny, and
I don't
you can't
carry,
be scrawny.
I don't want to carry you across the threshold either.
So the height and that's an issue for me because I'm taller than I feel like definitely most girls, but almost a lot of guys too. And that's it's funny because a lot of them will say they don't mind how tall I am, but they do. That's happened over and over again where I meet someone and I know there's going to be, you know, chemistry and conversation comes easy and everything. And then, you know, they meet me in person. I'm 4 inches taller than them. I think it's a natural thing.
Does it bother you?
It doesn't bother me. Yes, I'll be honest.
As long as you're tall where it counts.
It depends. As long as you're tall where it counts. I mean, I like a big guy. Like, I like the big beefcakes of the world. I just do. That's what I'm attracted to. But I do think that it's funny how many men, and I appreciate the ones who act like it doesn't bother them. So I've dated guys that were 2 or 3 inches shorter than me. But they had to have some muscle on them, you know. And then skinny guys, no. Skinny mm-hmm. jeans, heck no.
Nope. New Balance shoes, the
Monarchs.
The dad.
No.
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 Dutch
no.
dating?
No.
Snacks?
Yes.
I'm telling you.
It's real simple, guys. It's real simple.
Tacos and tots.
All right, do you have a max, like, do you have, like, a age cap? Like, is there, you don't want to date somebody older than X or younger than X?
So, okay, I'm kind of stuck in the middle right now because a lot of people my age or men my age are, I always say men don't really start maturing until they're closer to 50. Mm. Okay, just being honest. Hope. Being honest, guys.
We have a few years.
You got a little time, David. So I am kind of at this place in my life because I'm not really, you know, meeting a man who's 40 with no kids that wants kids is a frightening thought to me.
Do you want any more kids?
I don't want any more kids, but I feel like you can't make that decision until you're in that relationship with that person, because if you love someone, you'd be willing to do. But at this point, that would have to be a rich baby daddy, because I'm going to need a whole team, like workout instructor, my own nutritionist, my own cook after that baby to ever have my body back. But I just think that... So the men who are a little bit older that are a little more settled, some of them are empty nesters right now. And because I had my kids when I was 30, so or closer to 30. So the guys that are 40 are still kind of a little, some of them, not all of them, a little more immature. And then the men who are 50, I feel like don't have the patience for my, you know, I can't meet you on a Tuesday because I can't leave my kids at home while I go to the bar and meet you. So, you know, they don't have the patience for my lifestyle right now. So that's weird, but I wouldn't mind dating a man that was closer to 50. So I'd say, you know, 8 to 10 years maybe.
I saw this TikTok. Oh, and I think she was 40 and she said, I'm at an age where I can date you
or your daddy. Father. Yeah.
Stop playing. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. All right, how young?
Yeah. How? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What would be? Now, what would be? I'm not even talking about a relation. Depends on the Goober
show. Well, and that's it, David. Here's the thing. I've been around long enough to know that a seasoned man is worth it in certain areas. Okay. It just depends on.
I like where this is going. I don't know where it's going, but I like it.
It depends on how experienced they are. Let me think. Maybe one guy that I was talking to was maybe like 6 years, 7 years younger than me. But again, he hadn't had kids, and that scares me.
What about just like a, just, I just want, you just want to hook up with somebody. What's the youngest you'd be willing to?
How many viewers do we have? What's your average?
It's about to be more.
Okay. Are you legal?
I'll answer it with one phrase, Dr. Key. My days of three pump chumps are over, okay?
Oh.
So those young 20-somethings, no, we're not. They don't know what they're doing yet. Come on. They have
no idea. That's true.
Sorry, guys. I don't know what your experience is, but I'm just saying. Why are you laughing so hard, Sarah?
I'm going with they're agreeing with y'all.
You can ask Seth to edit this part out if you don't want this on the podcast.
Yeah, please.
Britt, but my favorite was you coming in and talking about being choked. Maybe some bruises.
Oh.
Ooh. I'm not disclose any identities here, but it takes a special man to throw you around a little bit in bed and meet you on that intimacy level. But I think everybody has different needs. Let's put it that way. And it's a good thing when you find someone who kind of meets you on that level.
And you're saying it's unlikely for someone less than probably 30. To meet you on that level.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I've been told I'm intimidating more than one time in my life, but I know that's not just physically. It's a mental thing. And it is for women, too, but yeah.
I think, yeah. We talked about that. We talked about last time about strong, independent women who are comfortable in themselves. It takes a special kind of guy to deal with a woman who's...
Yeah, probably why I'm still single. I'm a little hard to handle, I guess. I need a strong man. They're hard to find. Real men, like you say, we're not looking for skinny jeans.
No.
If you're
no
a real skinny man, jeans. We're taking applications.
Yes.
That's true. Okay.
There's three of us.
So at 316. Yes.
Drop a comment down below.
You can drop a comment down below, or you can email us at info@316healthcare.us. We are only taking resumes and personal statements.
And a picture.
A headshot.
Okay. No, wait.
Not headshot.
You gotta clarify.
Maybe a family photo.
A facial photo.
No, not a facial.
A family facial photo.
A picture of your face.
Full body with clothes on.
With clothes on.
Yes.
All right, I think y'all get the point. If you send a...
And I would like to know your income.
If you send a picture of your privates, you are automatically
Please let us know.
Disqualified. All right. Oh, Lord, y'all. I feel myself blushing.
Okay, what's tomorrow? What's today? Wednesday? Tomorrow, Thursday. Okay. We will post our profiles on 316 tomorrow. Whenever this airs.
We may start a dating website. You know, you may be able to go to our website and look up the dating section and see which of our ladies are single and how to submit an application.
Well, it's literally...
That's going to be on our website
I think
now.
It's just us three because Robin just got engaged, so...
Wait, didn't she meet him on Tinder?
No.
Maybe we should get on dating websites.
I think she met him on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Huh. If you slide in my DMs, I'm not replying.
Yeah. Why?
You're if you message me,
you gotta come to my house with roses, talk to my dad.
They message you without a...
This kid sent me my picture and said something about something, and I read it to my parents, and my mom was like, oh my God, what are you gonna say back? Nothing.
I'm blocking
him. He's on red. No. Are you kidding? No.
Now, what we're gonna do is if we get some legitimate applicants through our email, Eric and I will vet them out.
Yeah.
We'll do a little,
just skinny jeans,
interview.
No New Balances.
We'll see if you're a patient of ours.
Then we will set y'all up on a date, and we will be you know, very discreet, very discreet in a booth nearby. But
we'll be mic'd up.
Do they have to submit a polygraph first?
Ooh, they may have to submit a polygraph.
You have to pay for dinner. We're not doing
Dutch dating. Depends on how convincing
and we're going to Mexican.
Your resume and personal statement are.
Yeah. Like I said, income.
See, now we're all coming across as way too complicated because it's easier in other ways. So that just disqualified us from like everybody in the dating field.
You know what it boils down to? How you started, and we'll close out with this. Just be sincere.
Yep.
Just don't be a weirdo. Don't be sending nudie pics on day one. Just be a sincere individual.
If you're looking for a hookup, say that. If you're looking for a serious relationship, say that.
Just be honest.
Text us good morning. Text us good night. You know, use your manners.
Because we know you got some. I like it. I like it. All right, y'all. Well, tune in next week. We're bringing the husbands on. You've already heard the peanut gallery a little bit, so it should be fun. Thanks, Britt, for coming on last minute.
You are welcome.
All right, till next time, y'all stay healthy.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.